Untitled, Elder Almasan, Almasan, Conference Report, April 1945, pages 101-102. My brethren, it seems to me that the circumstances under which we meet and the stirring messages to which we have listened give rise to many reflections. I rejoice with you in the strength and stability of the Church. I rejoice with you in the zeal and the enthusiasm of the leaders of this Church. And I rejoice with you in the faith and the integrity and the unswerving devotion of the membership of this Church. I say to you that God is at the helm. He is directing this people. He will continue to inspire the leaders of this Church. I appreciate more than I can tell my membership in the Church, my testimony of the truth, the great privileges, and the great opportunities which have come to me because of that membership, accomplishments of the Church. Reference has been made frequently to the greatness of the Church. The Church is great. Not necessarily great in number, because there are many churches which outnumber us in members, but our Church, the Church of Christ, is great in purpose, in plan and objectives. It is great in leadership, past and present, local and general. It is great in historical background. Its history forms a big part in the drama of American accomplishments. Our history is colorful, interesting, stirring, full of romance, full of tragedy, and yet full of achievement. The membership of this Church have built villages, cities, commonwealths, churches, schools, and temples, and the end is not yet. The organization and the movement characteristic of the Church have always been surcharged with a constructive spirit. Past leaders have subdued the desert. They have set up high standards for you and me to follow. They have developed a literature that will live in the world, a literature that explains and interprets the teachings of Jesus, of Paul, of Moses, and of other great men who stand as the pivots of history. What would these men say if they came back today with the message? What would Moses, the lawgiver of Israel, say? He would teach, as he taught when he lived, the divinity of the Ten Commandments. So important are these commandments that neither men nor nations can violate them, if they want to live and achieve. What would Paul, the apostle, say? He would say to the skeptics as he did to King Agrippa, "Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you, that God should raise the dead?" Virtually saying, "You ask me to explain the resurrection, I call upon you to substantiate the denial of this great doctrine." He would say, as he did to King Agrippa, "Believest thou the prophets? I tell you the world has gone astray because they have failed to believe the prophets." What would Jesus say? He would preach again his wonderful, unparalleled Sermon on the Mount and tell the nations to hear the teachings, because in it are the elements of salvation. What would Joseph Smith say? He would give his testimony as he gave it when he was alive. He would tell you and me and the world that he saw God the Father, that he gazed upon him and heard the voice of the risen Redeemer. "I testify to you that God's work has been established upon the earth. It will grow and increase until it reaches the hearts of men everywhere. It will not fail. God help us to discharge our responsibilities and to introduce into our lives the saving principles of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in his name. Amen."